have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight, come on in the room. Come on here. Open up your mouth and say something. Open up your mouth and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. He deserved it tonight. Good evening, everybody. Go ahead and call Lottie Dottie, everybody, and let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line. Oh, yes, she is. Oh, yes, she is tonight. God bless you all. For those of you that are tuned in, for those of you that are listening in, for those of you that will come back by replay, we thank God for you tonight. Amen, amen, and amen. I want y'all to do something for me. Take out 1 minute to go ahead and tag your friends. Tag your neighbors. Call them up on three-way, two-way, one-way. Let them know that I'm on here tonight. And I do have a quick word from the Lord. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to prophesy as the Spirit of the Lord. Give us the words to say. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up our mouth and say something. Tonight, I want y'all to really focus in on your gifts and your talents. And as we go before the throne of grace, we're really going to dive into it just a little bit. Amen, before we give you the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us get these accolades out of the way tonight. I want to thank God for my husband, my friend, my lover, the father of all of our five children. Amen. My confidant, my good thing, my best thing, my womb dang, diggle dang, or whatever you want to call it. Amen. I thank God for Bishop James Hunter. Amen. Hallelujah. My pastor, my bishop, my everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. And I thank God for Forever Flowing Ministry. Praise God. And the Body of Believers International Prayer Line, Merit to Ministry. I thank God for each and every one of you. Tonight, I want to give a great shout out to my sister, my friend, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. Hallelujah. Of Elations Radio, Elations Magazine, Beauty to Ashes. Hallelujah. Beauty for Ashes. I'm telling you, she's got it all. She's doing the doggone thing. Amen. We praise God for her tonight and all of her accomplishments, for everything that God has put in her mind to do, her creative ideas and witty inventions. We do thank God tonight for her. Hallelujah. See, what y'all don't like to do, you don't like to give credit where credit is due. The Bible begins to declare, you know, it's all right for you to, you know, we want to praise everybody and everything that don't even have any meaning to your life. If somebody have meaning to your life, if somebody is helping you along the way, you need to go back and thank them. Come on here. So I thank God for her tonight. And that's what you ought to do. If your leader is important, is making a better steward of out of you, a better disciple, is showing you the ropes, is teaching you the things of God and how to manifest things in the realm of the spirit, you ought to go back and tell them thank you. If you're growing where you are, you ought to say thank you. Come on here. We don't want to give the people the props that they so deserve, right? You ought to wait till they're dead and give it to them. No, give it to them while they're living. Hallelujah. I want to smell my roses right now. I don't want to wait till I ain't even want to go on. I don't want to talk about it because I don't even want to go. I don't even want to talk about going in the ground, in the dirt, right? Glory to God. I want to be raptured up. Mondo Boshaya. So listen, I'm excited to be with you this evening. I don't know what God is going to say, but I do know this, that God is always speaking to us. Amen. All we got to do is tap in tonight. How many of you are ready to tap in, right? Let us go to the throne of grace where we may obtain mercy. Father, we thank you tonight for every listener that is on right now, for those that will come back by replay. Father, I thank you for them. I thank you for their life. Father, I ask tonight that you move expeditiously for them. Make haste for them, oh God. Lord God, show yourself strong in their lives. Father, we give you the praise and honor and glory for change tonight. We thank you for minds being renewed, restored, refreshed. Lord God, we thank you for a new mindset, a new way of thinking, oh God. Lord, we thank you tonight for everything that you're about to do in our lives, the things that you've already done. Father, we give you thanks for it. We give you praise for it because you alone are unworthy. So tonight, open up our hearts, God, to receive from you. Open up our ears so that we may be able to hear. Open up our minds so that we may be able to understand what you're trying to convey to us. So Father, we thank you now. Hallelujah. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. We pray amen and amen. Hallelujah. So you guys, if y'all been following me for the last year and a half or so, you have been hearing me talk about Since 2018, I began to talk about it. In 19, I began to talk about it a lot. And from there on, but y'all have been hearing me say that if the United States of America is not careful, that China would invade, the United States would just come and take over. Hallelujah. And there would not be no more America, the America that we know, right? And so I said by 2025, right? So we have been praying around on our prayer watch. We have been praying, binding up the plans and the plots of China. China has invaded the United States already. They have bought up so much of Texas, right, where they are training their military. They bought up Jamaica, where they're also training their military. They have places already in the United States where they are trying to come in, and they're teaching their military how to be more stronger, more wiser, more swifter than ours, okay? So right now there are more than 2 million plus military enrollees. And I'm talking about they're young, all right? They're not old. These are young people, right, that they're raising up to come and to do damage. So I know y'all seen, and I've showed y'all, told some of you where to go look, where y'all seen the first night of the 19th. I'm not quite sure the date. I can't remember now. But Putin and China's president, they shook hands. So they were showing, it was like they were showing that they are an alliance, right? So I'm just telling y'all, Russia has always been mad with the United States. But, you know, the United States always bordering services. You know, we get the oil from this country. We get this from that country. They get everything from us. Then here we go. The United States is all the way having everything we got being made in China. Why are we still using China, amen, to make our stuff when you got people here at home? You know, I know they may say it's cheap labor. But listen, why don't you employ the people in the United States? People are without jobs. You can really pay them a good fee, a good salary, to do it right here instead of bordering services in another country that really want to take over. So our president looks like he's getting balls to set up, but, you know, he's been dispatched some of our troops. But we're praying now for Ukraine, right? We are praying for Ukraine. The missiles have been dropped or whatever have you. Now they're dropped on the schools and the children. So we're praying for teachers, educators, children, right? We're praying for the children. However, it was said this way early on in the morning, might have been yesterday, but because I read it early this morning, so it might have been yesterday when it was posted, but that there were some of the Russian troops that they turned themselves in to Ukraine. They surrendered. They said that they was not aware that they were to come and to kill people. They thought that they were only dropping missiles or something, you know, to send a warning, not to kill, and they didn't want to kill anybody. So they self-surrendered to the Ukraine. So there are a lot of people trying to get out of Ukraine. A lot of people have been getting out, you know, but it's a lot of civilians that are still there. They've been trying to get out, and there are a lot of men that have surrendered. They put their families, try to get their families on to another country. They went back to help their country, which is Ukraine. So there are some men who are staying in to help, and they're civilians, and they're staying there to help them fight. So our prayers for them tonight. I believe, I do understand that this is a political coup. You know, it's just to raise the awareness in our country, right? To get us on high alert for nothing, for naught. But this, again, this is not our fight. I want us to pray against World War III, because we don't need to be going into World War III. We don't know how long this is going to last, right? Putin is enraged because, you know, the sanctions that our country is putting on them. You know, we've stopped the the monies for them getting the banks, getting money out of the banks that are, we stopped that here in the United States. They did some things with Bitcoin. They can't use that. So it's just, you know, we're here in Alabama, our governor told the ABC board, that's the liquor, where you get liquor from, where it's legal. They told them to not sell any any vodka that comes from Russia. However, they said here and where I live that they didn't have any, they wasn't selling any Russian vodka, no way. So, but she told them to take it off the shelves all across the state of Alabama. So that's just, you know, just saying that we're not going to deal with anything from Russia. We're saying that we were supporting supporting Ukraine. But however, this is not our fight. But, you know, I believe that, you know, our president is going to make it our fight. How we got to do something. But all we can do as believers is pray. Listen, we don't war in a fight that is already fixed. Come on now. Our leverage is prayer. Where we fight at is through prayer. We let them handle all of that. If they want to go out there, if he want to send them out there, and we got to pray against that. But we can bind those things. We can cast that stuff down. The word curses that they're throwing, going back and forth with him, between him and Putin and you know, all the allies that they got around, you know, the different borders. You got some countries that saying that they're standing with Ukraine. So I just think we should have been a mediator besides anything else. Being a mediator, what you do is try to get both parties to come into a agreement, right? An alliance, an agreement. So, but here we are still, you know, these things are going on. I just want us to continue to pray for Ukraine, continue to pray for the United States of America, because we live in America. We have American soldiers that may be your nephew, your sons, your daughters, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins and them, all right? So we got to pray for our troops, right? And we bind everything that Russia is trying to do and capable of doing. Russia does not have to give they've been making it known when they were going to do things. They don't have to do that because, you know, the enemy come like a thief in the night, right? He can attack anytime when you're unaware. And one of the ladies, I was listening to her today, she stated that it came so early in the morning while they were still in their pajamas, you know? So they're trying to pack clothing and get certain things. You know, so many things are happening around the world, but do not, as believers, do not get consumed. God does not want us consumed. He wants us to pray. Amen. So what we fight in prayer, we get on our knees in prayer. We lay prostrate in prayer. We stand up and pray. Come on. We sit down and pray. Whatever way you're praying, stay in that posture of prayer. Don't leave it. Don't forsake that, because that's a powerful tool. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord tonight. Go ahead. Let us get ready to go into the Word of God. Remember, we must pray. Amen. We must. It is a must that we pray. Glory to God. So on a good note, my book, which should be delivered to me from my publisher this Thursday. Actually, it came out last week. The printers made some minor mistakes, and they put pages where it didn't go. So we had to send all of the books back, and now the printers will have it back to me by this Thursday. So the book is called Keys for Successful Marriages. Keys for Successful Marriages by me, of course, right? So I want you guys to want y'all to purchase a book from me, right? You can meet me on different social media outlets. They just made me a new page, Dr. Sylvia C. Hunter, and my Facebook page is Sylvia Hunter, and I don't know any other things. I don't know my Twitter page anymore. I stopped using it for certain things. I don't remember. I think it may be Pastor Sylvia Hunt. I'm not quite sure. I've not been on my Instagram, because I can't remember my password. Got a new phone, can't remember my password. So I'm waiting on God to reveal it back to me. Amen. Do y'all not know that God will reveal things with that you've forgotten? He will give you back. He'll give you back quick memory recall and quick understanding. Do y'all hear what I'm saying tonight? So I'm saying, for Holy Spirit, bring it back to my remembrance. That's how you have to do that thing, and He'll do it. So sometimes I have to wait on it because I have a lot of other things on my mind. So I want you guys to purchase a book for me. I will be doing so many signed copies that I'm going to send out. Right now I have the books. They will be going on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles. I'm not sure the date that the my publisher will have them up and ready for that. But right now, I will have all of them, most of them, rather, and you guys can, I can do your autograph, you some books, right? So I really want y'all to start with this book. I want you to start a book club. And when y'all want me to come, I will come to your church, your group. It could be at a whole, wherever you want to have it. I'll come and be the author that, you know, and I'll answer the questions from the book, you know, for better understanding. So it's very self-explanatory. It's so relatable. It's like down to earth. It's like so a fifth grader can understand it, right? So we do thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. So we're going to get, can y'all hear me well? Can y'all hear me well? I'm sure you can, but I just need to know. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going into the book. Hallelujah. The paperback book. We're not going to be in this book long. So y'all just come on, go with me. For some of you, I'm going to go right here really quickly. This is not the main word, but this is the word. It's the word of the Lord. Let's go to 61 of chapter Isaiah 61, beginning at the first verse. This is for some of you. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Right? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil for joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall build the old ways, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Listen at this. A lot of you are questioning, what is my calling? I think that I'm called to minister, but I don't want to preach, right? What is preaching? What does preaching mean to some of you? I mean, really, what does preaching mean to some of you? Some of you you know, when you hear the word preach, you get crazy. You feel like, oh my God, I can't get behind a pulpit. Everybody, can I help y'all this afternoon? Is not called to be behind the pulpit. Just because you have a preacher's anointing don't mean you are called to get behind the pulpit. You can do it in the street. You can do it on the corners. To preach simply means to deliver a message, a sermon, or religious address to an assembled group of people, typically in church, but it does not have to be in church. I want us to stop with this. Amen. I want us to get away from feeling like we gotta preach in church in order to to be accepted. No, listen, you are a messenger, right? So you have the gift and have been anointed to bring good tidings unto the meek. Amen. To help bind up the brokenhearted. There are people out there hurting. There are women out there bruised, battered, broken, hurting, right now, people that you sit by every Sunday in church, you don't even realize some of them are ready to commit suicide, but they're hurting, right? Their heart is broken. They're brokenhearted. Amen. And you are called to give them a message. You are called to speak life into them, right? You are called to pray and cover them, to bind up whatever spirit is in operation that may have them bound, whatever it is, and whether it be relationship, whether it be concerning their job or whatever it is that have them bound in their spirit or have them bound in their mind, you are the one that God wants to use to set the captives free. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes some people are in the prison. They are behind the prison walls. Just because you are a messenger doesn't mean that you can't go places to reach people. That's your job. Go somewhere, and not just at Walmart. Everybody want to minister in Walmart. Come on here. You ain't getting a dime out. Lord have mercy. You spending more money in Walmart, and the more you preach to folks, the more money you spending. Y'all don't even pay that no attention. You stand there and preach to somebody for 30 minutes, and you went in there for one thing, end up getting 20 things. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't never thought about it like that. But when you start talking to others, then you begin to see things that you didn't have on your list. You're adding them to your list, right? So I'm trying to tell you, the store is not the only place you can minister, right? Minister at your car. But what you should not do, hear me good, and this goes for every office in the fivefold, what you should not do is go into the house of God, hear a preach word. The word of the Lord is the service was glory. God was glorified in the midst of everything that was done in the service. You should leave out of there with that spirit on you, sitting on you, so that when you leave out of service, you tell everybody, oh, God bless you, goodbye, hug them, kiss them, and keep it moving. That's not a place for you to go out in the parking lot and start up prophesying. All right, we do some foolish stuff, because if your leaders know the anointing that you possess or the gift that, and the call that's on your life, they should give you access to minister. But a lot of leaders are not like me, and I do understand that. I like to push people. I'm not threatened by your anointing. You may preach me up under the bench. You may, listen, you may prophesy for hours. You may do way far greater than me. That's a good thing. I want my sons and daughters to be greater than I ever was, right? Now, this is just me. I can only speak for me. I can't speak for other leaders. But you have so many leaders that are threatened by their disciples, that they never give them opportunity to go forth. They never give them opportunity to do what God have put in them to do. But how are they going to learn, leaders, if you don't give them an opportunity? How are they going to learn how to get up and get before the people and read the scripture and bring the word and declare the word and recognize demons? You got to teach and train them, not only just teach and train them, but you got to give them demonstration. And that's what I do. I give them all hands demonstration, meaning that we'll have a service for deliverance. They may have to see me do it and pay attention, but then they're going to get the opportunity where I'm going to thrust them right on into it, and they're going to have to be the ones to cast out demons and lay hands on the sick so they recover. If the gift is there, all you need is to be activated. Come on. You need activation. But you should not go after the Lord have ministered so heavily and the people are heavy from the glory of God in the service. You should not go in the parking lot, prophets, and try to prophesy. I'm going to still say that. That's out of order. If you got to be a prophet, but if you got to be a parking lot prophet, something is wrong. And that means you must have a spirit of renegade. Because if you go to your leader and say, the Lord gave me a word for somebody, can I release it? Your leader know your spirit. They ought to be glad to let you go for it. It's order. You got to do things decent and in order. And if your leader tells you to go forth, listen, God going to back you. Heaven going to back you. But you can't expect God to back a word he never gave you. Come on. God does follow order. So we have to have order in the house of God. And when you go outside the order of God, then you're messing up. So you can't override your leader. You know, that's out of order, right? Glory to God. So some of you who have been, I'm picking this up, you know there's an anointing on your life. You may not know all the things that God have equipped you to do. You may not know if you're walking in all of the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. You may not know every gift, But listen, you are anointed and appointed by God. Man cannot take that away from you, only if you let him. When God has put his seal of approval on you, it's evident. You may not see it. You may not understand it, and you may not know it. But there are others, the others can say, girl, I'm telling you, when you spoke, I mean, you just said, the welcome. And when you came so powerful with the welcome, it was so on point. It was so on fire. And then somebody else may say, you know, you are so anointed. You know, you need to do this more often. And you be like, me, anointed? I mean, I don't see myself. It's not how you see yourself, but it's how God sees you. Can I get an amen? Now, okay, that's all. I'm through with that. Let us go now to the word of the Lord tonight. It's a quick word. Y'all quickly jump with me back over to Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Again, this Isaiah, the 60th chapter, I'm going to start at the 18th verse. Hallelujah. Y'all walk with me now. Make sure y'all walking with me. How many of y'all walking? How many of y'all riding with the apostle tonight? If you're riding with the apostle, say amen. Come on, talk back to me, church. I need a church. I need to know that y'all riding with me. Amen. We're going to start at the 18th verse. Is that all right? Glory to God. Violence shall be no more heard in thy land. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. How many of you are glad tonight to know that you ain't going to have to mourn forever? Come on here. The Bible declares that these light afflictions are just before a moment. You ain't going to have to mourn every day. Every time you wake up, you in mourning. Every noonday, you in mourning. Even at night, you in mourning. Listen here, you got to tell mourning bye-bye. I'm trying to tell you. The spirit of grief wants to cripple you. The spirit of grief comes when we lose loved ones. We lose friends and family members. And the spirit tries to cripple us. But you need to tell mourning, bye-bye. I'm not going to mourn over you no more. I'm not mourning over that dead situation. I'm not going to mourn over that man that left me and left me for dead. I'm not mourning over family members who walked out on me when I needed them the most. I'm not mourning over disobedient children who don't want to obey. I'm trying to tell you something. Parents, stop mourning. People, stop mourning. Leaders, stop mourning over the people that left your ministry. Tell them bye-bye. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile, because truth be told, they're going to need you within the next couple of months. Those same ones that left your ministries going to need you. You better hear me. They're going to call on you to pray for them. And if they don't call on you, they're going to ask somebody else to pray for them that know how to get to you. Y'all better hear me. Because they too, Lord have mercy. Sometimes they get in their feelings and they don't want to come, oh Lord, the correct way. But I'm trying to tell you something. Those that left wrong, they're going to need you to pray for them because they're not going to be blessed until they get it right with you. Sometimes when people don't get it right with you because of what they thought you said or how they thought you said it or how they thought you meant it, when they don't get it right with you, if they leave without talking to you and explaining themselves and giving you a chance to apologize, guess what? They got to come right back to you because God ain't going to bless no mess. Come on here. And he ain't blessing your cursing either. Mighty God. Glory to God tonight. I'm all mandable shanda basaya. Andable shaya. We reading on. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, I'm going to say that one more time. I love saying it. I, the Lord, come on here. We're talking about your daddy. We're talking about our father. We're talking about Yahweh. We're talking about God. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Lord have mercy. So I came to tell y'all tonight, stop worrying about it. Stop being anxious for no reason. Come on here. Don't be anxious for nothing. But with everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You don't have to be begging God to do nothing. Come on here. Because he's your daddy. Surely he want to give good gifts to his children. Don't you want to give good gifts to your children? So listen, you ain't got to beg him. Because listen, in his time, my God, he says, I'm going to hasten it in my time. But we got to wait on his timing, because his timing is not our timing. We said, Lord, I need you to do it by tonight. And God said, that's when you need me to do it. But you got to remember, one day to us is 1,000 years to God. So it may not be tonight. He said he may not do it till next year this time. But guess what? As long as he do it, I declare I'm ready to receive it. Come on here. Every promise that God has made us, he shall perform it. Every promise that he told you, he shall do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. The no longer will violence be heard in your land. See, we don't need to hear all this violence in our cities and our states. We're tired of this domestic violence. We're tired of this killing, all this senseless killing. No longer will violence be heard in our land. No ruin of destruction within our borders. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun will be no more our light by day, nor the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. How many of you are ready for your days of sorrow to end? How many of you are tired of worrying about how you're going to pay your rent? All your money spent. How aren't you tired of worrying about if you're gonna have enough money to put your child through school? Aren't you tired of worrying about what you're gonna eat because you can't get food down, and so food is going up? Aren't you tired? Lord have mercy. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing people go through. I'm tired of seeing people not have enough. I'm tired of seeing people not have the best that they can because they want to live like a junkyard dog. I'm sick of looking at people that say they love God and then they always in trouble, in turmoil. They broke, busted, and disgusted. Everything they do is wrong. They ain't trying to do no right. All in sin. Don't care about it either. They love being in sin, but want to put their mouth on a child of God. I'm sick of it. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm sick of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then the Bible says that all the people will be righteous and they will possess the land forever. Aren't y'all ready to see nothing but righteousness going on in the land? We all are righteous. Come on here. We all are possessing the land which the Lord thy God has given us. Aren't you ready to see some good days? And I'm talking about, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that declares that there's a season that Satan has to back up off of you. He cannot come after you all every month. Today. No. He has to back up for a season. But see, you got to learn how to war in the spirit. You got to learn how to go down. Listen, the higher he go and with you trying to wear you out, the more you got to beat him up in the spirit. You got to beat him up through prayer. You got to beat him up through worship. You got to beat him up through your praise. This ain't your praise. What are you praising God for tonight? How many of you are opening up your mouth and saying something to the devil? Come on here. Telling him where he's headed. Listen, he don't like to be reminded. But if I can tell you something tonight, you need to tell him, listen, for it is written. Hey, listen here, Satan. You are on your way back to hell. In case you didn't know, you are on your way to hell forever, and you're going to spend that eternity. Listen here, he don't like to hear that, but you need to remind him sometimes, because when he's running havoc in your life, you need to pull up out of one of them bags, and you need to get some balls, and you need to put on some big girl panties, and you need to wire him out in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, so the display of my splendor. It's the Lord talking. The least of you will become 1,000. The least of you. See, we always talk. Listen, one can chase 1,000. 1,000 to fly. Two can chase 10,000. I want to tell you, sometimes it's all right to look like you the least one. Because listen here, the Bible declares that the last shall be first. Come on here, somebody. I don't care what they think about me. I don't care what they was told about me. I'm telling you, I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. And that's all that matters. Come on here. You got to let them know. You can say whatever you will. Keep talking about my past. The more you talk about it, you're going to end up going there. Because one thing for sure, I don't live at that address anymore. That is not my nature anymore. That doesn't even resemble me anymore, because I am a resemblance of my father. I have his DNA. I don't look like the past. I don't look like smoke. I don't look like being burnt. Listen, he brought me through the fire. He brought me through the flood. Then he took me out. Ooh, he brought me out on the other side. Come on, somebody. So the least of you will become 1,000. The smallest, a mighty nation. The smallest, a mighty nation. The one that looks like ants will be a mighty nation. Ooh, mando bo shanda ba sekete ba shanda. The movable shanda ba saya. The smallest, a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In his time, I will do it swiftly. Some of you are looking for God to do some things right now. Some of you are looking for God to manifest some things right now. I want to declare and decree this over your life, that God is getting ready to do it. When the time is right, come on, somebody. When the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. Come on here. When the time is right. See, sometimes the timing ain't right. Sometimes God has to take all them friends, them family members, that man you hooked up with. Uh-huh, you got hooked up. Yeah, you got hooked up and booed up, and now he done left you. But listen here. Listen. Sometimes God moves people out of your way because he don't want them to get your blessings because you're too free-hearted. You're too, oh, Lord, have mercy. You give everything away to make people happy, to make people like you, to make people be in your circle. You got to stop buying friends. Listen, everybody ain't going to be your friend no way. But if you got to buy them, they're not your friends, because the real friendship doesn't come with people buying them. It comes with longevity. It comes with conversation and relationship. That's how you have a good friend, not for what you can do for them. Come on here. And if I got to buy you, then I definitely don't need you as my friend, right? Glory to God. But here it is, that the Lord, when the timing is right, so you got to thank God for his timing, because his timing is perfect timing. His timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, right? So, you know, you got to thank him for his timing, because when he want to do it, baby, he's going to do it as only he can. And when he do it, the world going to be shocked. When he do it, they going to talk for sure. He going to give them something to talk about. Do you understand me? God's going to put, oh, Lord have mercy. You think they was talking before. Honey, when God do this thing that he getting ready to do for us right now, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. We listen. They might have to put the fire out. They may have to call the fire company, the fire trucks. They may have to listen, I'm trying to tell you. They may have to call the EMT. Because, baby, some people going to flatline when they see what God's getting ready to drop on us. Y'all better get ready. Tonight, I want you to get ready. Andoboshaya, get ready, people of God. Get ready, believers. Because God said, I'm getting ready to bless you. Andoboshaya, for your faithfulness. Yeah, you didn't make all the right decisions. You messed up. But God said, I look over that because I'm looking at your heart. I'm not judging your outward appearance. I'm judging your heart. And your heart is right towards me, says God. So God says, now I'm going, oh, Lord have mercy. He said, I'm getting ready to bless some of y'all in such a way it's going to blow your minds. You're going to listen. I'm telling you, they're going to need the fire truck. They're going to need the police officers, because, you know, they got to have, we got to have some officers on duty, because you got to have, listen, you're going to have you're going to have the feds. Uh-huh, you're going to have them out there. You're going to have the men in black. Uh-huh, I know I am. Listen, I'm going to have all of that. Because when God, oh, my God, when he dropped this bomb right here, they're going to flatline for sure. I'm telling you, they're going to flatline because they're going to want me to resuscitate them, but I'm going to let them stay right there. Because guess what? You got to have your enemies. When God bless you, they got to show up, because they're the ones that's going to go back and tell the world what God just did for you. They ain't going to want to tell it, but they're going to have to tell it, because they're going to be in awe, and they're going to wonder how you did it. Baby, this ain't no drug money. Uh-uh, this ain't no stripping money. Uh-uh, this just the glory of God. This just a blessing from God. You can call it what you want. Hallelujah. I'm living in the overflow. I'm living in my abundance. abundance. You can call it what you want, but I'm staying faithful. I'm staying posture. I'm staying in faith. I'm staying in obedience. I'm saying, oh God, I'm staying with anticipation and enthusiasm. I'm in expectancy of God to bless me. And if you can have all of that, you can't tell me God ain't going to move. You can't tell me heaven ain't going to back it, because he is my devotion. Yes, God. Hallelujah. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. Can I get anybody to declare tonight, it's getting ready to happen for me? It's getting ready to happen for me. Come on. Y'all say it. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel it when you say it for real. Hallelujah. It's getting ready to happen for me. Somebody say, Apostle, it's getting ready to happen for me. It's getting ready to happen for me. God's getting ready to make it good. God is getting ready to make y'all. Don't hear me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ah, Jesus. It's getting ready to happen for me. Somebody say, when the time is right, my God, when the time is right, I'm trying to tell y'all something. I, the Lord, Mandabosai, Sylvia didn't say it, the Lord said it. When the timing is right, hallelujah, I, the Lord. Sometimes I told you he got to move folks out the way, because he don't want you to give it all away. When, listen, when God get ready to bless you, he always give instructions. Y'all follow the instructions of the Lord. I know my timing is up, but I got to give y'all this right here real quick. When the timing is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. The Lord, our God, is faithful and true always. He will perform the counsel of his word accurately, because he will make all things beautiful in his time. I am a beautiful creation of the Lord. And he's making me over. He's making me over. He's making me over. Somebody say, he's making me over. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe him. Take him at his word tonight. I, the Lord, will make it happen in my time. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. I hope y'all feast on that word. Eat it all up. Digest it. Whew, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Listen, Dr. Kim and Kim, listen, y'all, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. I need y'all to come on here with some fire tonight. Honda Boshaya. I need y'all to come on here in expectation tonight that you know the Lord, that he's going to do it for you tonight. I need you to come on here with your name. Tell us your name, city, and state. Now, y'all not slow, and y'all adult. Come on here and say your name, city, and state. Hallelujah. If you got a prayer request, say it. Hallelujah. Well, hey, glory to God. I feel Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines tonight. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Alexis Thompson. Hi, Nanny. I'm in Mississippi, but you know I'm from over here. I checked in tonight.
Hey there, woman of God. How are you tonight?
Hey, TC, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I have not heard from you. I've not seen you in the last, how many years? 10 years?
You know, I'll come see you.
We'll see. Hallelujah. Is there a prayer request you have tonight?
I just want to pray, like, for my attitude, for me to keep, you know, not letting nothing affect my attitude. That's
Amen.
Just my main thing. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm trying to
say that last part again. I didn't hear you.
I be trying to catch myself and, you know, not go off and try to pray about it before I get mad. So I'm just trying to work on my anger and my attitude.
That's it right there. Father, we thank you tonight for Lexi. Father God, she brought up to you. Lord God, her petition is that she wants you to help her with her anger management. Father, I thank you tonight that you are a healer. Father God, I thank you that you are healing her from all of the pain that she's gone through, all of the pain, hallelujah, that the enemy is trying to put on her. Father, hallelujah, we bind the hand of the enemy that tries to make her go off on people, try to make her have bad days, or try to make her have a bad attitude. Father, that's just not her nature. She's a nice young lady. So Father, I ask tonight that you will work on her attitude. I thank you that you're working on her behavior. I thank you now that you're working on her total being. Father, I thank you now for her studies. Father, I see you going back to school, Lexi. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Father, I thank you. You in school now?
I'm looking to see which one I want. I'm trying to figure out. I want to open up a business, so I'm in trying to figure out which program I want to do first for my business.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to counsel you really quickly. What you need to do is open up one that is most relevant right now. that is most relevant that you have passion about right now. If it's something that you just want to do maybe down the line, then you need to put that on the back burner. But the thing that is most relevant right now, that is more, that you have more passion about, that's what you need to work on right now. So, Father, Lord God, show her, lead, and God, you said that you said if we acknowledge you in all of our ways, that you would direct our paths. So direct Lexi tonight, oh God. Show her what she needs to go back to school for, Lord God. Help her to make good grades. Help her to stay focused. Lord God, help her to stay focused to the call that's on her life. Father, I thank you now for the woman of God that you're making her to be. Father God, I thank you for changing even her friendships, oh God, her connections, that you're giving her new connections, oh God. Lord God, that they will help her along the way. Father God, I thank you for everything. Thank you for healing her body, God. I see something that I don't know if it's bothering you right now or has bothered you, but I see it there. Something that's bothering you in your abdominal area. But
yes,
God says,
Yes, ma'am, it was. I have like pain and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, God said all is well. Alexa, you got to come to the church. Let me anoint you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I will give you something where you know, you can pray, you know, anoint yourself, anoint your home, and stuff like that. But God has a call on your life. You know, you can't run from it. Keep running from it. You know, it's time now to surrender to God, self-surrender. Amen. It's time for you to surrender. You've been running a minute, but you know, you love God for real. You love him. You know, but, you know, it's just it's time now to let the devil go and pick up the things of God. Amen. I love you. Thank
yes,
you for joining me.
I love you, too. Yes,
all right. God bless you. All right. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to tell you, I have my bow. I have both of my spoons. I got my bib around my neck. I'm dancing, I'm shouting, I'm eating these words, and I just thank you for these words on tonight, because Lord knows I need to hear these words, because I am a believer. I said, Lord, give me some more of this food. This food was good
yes,
on tonight,
Lord.
Like always, and I love you for bringing this word, too, and God bless you for it.
Thank you. Listen, you said you had both spoons, the bib
yes,
around
ma'am.
Your neck. Listen,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Came to eat tonight, right?
Yes, I did. Yes,
and because you
yes.
came to eat, God had a word just for you. Come on. I'm
yes,
trying to
yes.
tell you something. Listen, he says when the time is right, you know,
yes.
we be trying to rush
yes.
God. We be trying to go ahead
yes.
of God. But if we would just, listen, just flow with it, all we got to do is let
yes.
the process begin and flow through
Amen.
The process. When the timing is right, he going to do it. He going to make
yes.
it happen, Minister Emma. I'm trying
Amen.
To tell you.
Amen.
I'm so excited. I feel like running.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
I know it's getting ready to happen. I know it's getting ready to happen. I'm waiting on testimonies to come
Amen.
In. God's getting ready
Amen.
To make it happen for the believers. You hear
yes.
me? Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, woman of God, for tuning in
yes.
with me tonight. God bless you. I love
yes.
you so much.
I love you more. Be blessed.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you. I accept. Hallelujah.
Yes,
good evening, caller. You're on the air with the
Amen.
Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle.
Good evening,
Dr.
Apostle.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing blessed just like you.
I accept. What city and state are you chiming in from?
Chiming in from Mobile, Alabama.
All right now. Woo woo. Their prayer request tonight.
Yes, I'm prayer request is just been doing a lot of worrying, and I know I shouldn't worry, so I want God to take that spirit of worrying off of me, and God is going to keep me in perfect peace. I know the spirit, and I know the spirit, and I pray against it, but sometimes I need a little help to fight against it, so that's my prayer.
That's right. All right, the word of the Lord says, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. The days of thy sorrows shall be ended. The days of thy worrying shall be ended. E-N-D-E-D means that's it, to naught. It will not come near you. It will not come nigh you. It will not work. It is a curse from the enemy, and we bind it now. We bind the spirit of worrying, because worrying and doubt go hand in hand, but you got to operate from a place of faith. Hallelujah. So we are operating from faith. Now faith, Ekotabashanda, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're hoping for some things. Amen. We're not going to worry about it. We already believe God. You see, he said, those that believe in you must first, that you come to me, you must first believe that I am a rewarder to them that diligently seek me. So if you're diligently seeking God, know that he is a rewarder. Know that he is going to do it. He says, when the time is right, Minister Jamaica, the Lord will make it happen. Wait on him. And that is the word of the Lord for you tonight. You go in peace. All is well. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. I accept. Good evening. Caller, you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister KB from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How are you tonight?
I'm well. God bless you. How are you?
All is well. Thank you for that word. Thank you for that powerful message from tonight. I enjoyed it again this Tuesday, like last Tuesday. So I just appreciate you for just giving us that word. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. He's getting ready to make it happen now.
This is what I hear for you.
He said he's getting ready to make it rain. Woo! He said, I'm getting ready to make it rain. You know, when it rains, it just rains. But rain, I love the rain because it washes out every dirty thing, everything that's been that's been grimy, that's been in the ground, that's been trying to creep, like the creepy crawlers, the nastiness, the perversionness of the city, of the state, of the grounds, the perversionness of the people. It washes it out, and when he brings in the rain, here comes the finances, here comes the overflow, here comes, listen, whatever you need. So that's why I be telling people, I love it when it rains, because God's bringing down some things. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's also washing out the old and bringing in the new. So God is getting ready to make it rain for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. He says, well, when the time is right now, the Lord going to make it happen. He's going to make it happen. Uh-huh. And let me tell you something. Can I help? I'm going to go a little bit further. I'm going to go on in the door right here. And I see some people picking their mouth up off the floor. We shakatabaya. He had the bullshit. I see them picking their mouth up off the floor because they have spoken things against your name. They have spoken things. Oh, this ain't going to happen. Oh, they don't have that. All that buffoolery, because they just too jealous anyway. But wait a minute, wait when they see what God is about to bless you with. You think they will talk, baby, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, they going to flatline. You'll see. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I'm going to get a testimony over it. Because let me tell y'all something. Y'all better keep your mouth over the men and women of God that are real prophets, real apostles, real evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You better keep your mouth off of those who God called his elect. Because I'm trying to tell you now, they're going to be in the hospital. Uh-huh. They're going to be in the hospital. They're going to catch corona several times. They're going to be on their bed of affliction. Some of them mouth going to be shut tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all just just experienced that happen right last week. So we know what God will do. When people are not bothering you, leave them alone. You leave them alone. Listen, leave the work of the Lord alone. When people are trying to build, if you can't help them build, leave them alone. So I'm telling you tonight, woman of God, their mouth are going to be dropped. I see their jaws dropping because they are not going to expect what God is getting ready to do for you. They're going to be in awe. They're going to be talking about, how she get there? And the Lord will make it happen. Come on here. You ain't got to do a doggone thing, but just obey God. He going to make it happen. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Go in peace. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you. And I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. I love you.
I love you more.
Amen. I accept. Good evening, Carla. This may be the last one. I don't know. Carla, you're on the air with the apostle.
Well, good evening, Dr. Hunter. This is Minister Payne from Saraland, Alabama, and I just thank God for the evening of this word that you always deliver to us every Tuesday. Awesome word, and I just love the word, but I'm going to receive the blessings after my apostle received the blessing, because when the blessings come from the top, and it trickles down to the bottom. So I just thank God for you being blessed, highly favored, blessed on your incoming, your outgoing, in the field, out the field. You're blessed giving. You're just a lender and not a borrower. You're the head and not the tail. And I just thank God for it. And I just cannot wait to see it's manifesting itself. And it's going to come quickly. And I just thank God for it. And then we got to get the FBI, the SWAT, and the police department, the fire department, everybody else that we need to be flying the helicopters in the air, we're going to be right there to see this manifest come to par and sooner than what we think. And I just thank God for you on this evening. I just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I accept, and I know it's going to happen because he said I'm going to do it swiftly. Uh-huh. See, God is getting ready to do things expeditiously. He's expediting the time. There have been some things held up even for me, and there's been some things held up even for you. And God said, but I'm getting ready to do it swiftly. I'm getting ready to bring it to pass quicker than what we thought. And so there's a lot of things been held up. But I've got so many prophetic words in the last 2 to 3 weeks till I see some of them come to pass, because, listen, when you have been a sower all your life and a giver all your life, sometimes there's a period where God said, you ain't got to sow no more. Now it's time for you to reap what you have sown. And I'm in that position right now.
Yes,
I am
Lord.
Getting ready to reap what I've sown. Glory to God.
Thank you.
I'm thanking God for the word of God that you released just then. Amen. I bless the Lord for you. I love you as well. Good to have you on with me tonight. Listen, people of God. Listen, I need y'all to meet me next Tuesday night at the same bat station, same bat time. Amen. I love you guys. If y'all need to reach out to me, you know my Facebook name, Sylvia Hunter or Dr. Sylvia C. Hunter. Amen. On Facebook, glory to God. And for those of you who know how to get in touch with me, God bless you. Now, listen, we just sold our first fruit seeds February, the end of February. We just taking it up at our ministry. If y'all would like to sow, there are many ways that you can sow. You can sow through our Cash App, Sylvia Hunter 1260, the Cash App sign, I'm sorry, Sylvia Hunter 1260. Listen, we got PayPal. Just inbox me, and I'll give you all the ways to sow. But just listen, we're sowing our first fruit seed, and I'm already getting testimonies. I just bless God. Hallelujah, because he does it every year. So I bless God for you, you, and you. Until next time, Dr. Kim and Kim, it's been real. Shalom.
And I'm here with my good friends, Sherry Murdoch.